Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. For the first time, a coronavirus variant first detected in South Africa has turned up in the United States. NPR's Rob Stein has the latest.
Health officials in South Carolina say two people have tested positive for the variant originally discovered in South Africa. Neither person has any known history of travel to South Africa or any known connection to each other. The variant is concerning because, like the variants found in the UK and Brazil, it appears to be more contagious. In addition, there is some evidence the vaccines may not work as well against it, though scientists say the vaccines should still provide good protection. The UK variant has already been found in 28 states, and the first person infected with the variant from Brazil was recently found in Minnesota. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Because of the pandemic, worst performance for the economy in 2020 since World War II. Growth in the economy slowed to less than 1% in the final quarter. NPR's Chris Arnold with more.
The economy still hasn't made it all the way back to where it was before the COVID outbreak. Restaurants, hotels, and all kinds of entertainment businesses continue to struggle, though the housing market has been a boost. Also, the pace of the recovery slowed during the winter as the outbreak worsened again and Congress failed to pass any more stimulus until the very end of the year. But looking ahead, economists expect the recovery will pick up speed. There could be more stimulus, and many Americans still have a lot of savings. That's gas in the tank that will fuel the recovery once the vaccine rollout reaches enough people. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is imploring members of his party to start focusing on defeating the Biden agenda. Fed up with the infighting, he told other Republicans in a conference call today to, quote, cut the crap out. McCarthy was among the Republicans to suggest former President Trump face some accountability, though not impeachment, for the role he played in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. However, today, he's expected to be in Florida to meet with the former president, further signaling the strength of Trump's hold on the Republican voter base. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who led both impeachments in the House against Trump, is flagging the need for more security funding given this month's violence at the Capitol.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives, a threat that members are concerned about in addition to what is happening outside.
She was referring to members of Congress who, she says, want to bring guns on the floor and threaten violence against other members of Congress. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 589 points, nearly 2% at 30,890. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. has begun the process of ratifying an international agreement to reduce global reliance on climate-warming hydrofluorocarbons. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
The Kigali Amendment aims to reduce the use of hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, by 85% over 15 years. HFCs are used as refrigerants in air conditioners and refrigerators. When they escape into the atmosphere, they're an incredibly potent greenhouse gas. Last month, Congress passed a law effectively implementing the 2016 Kigali Amendment, something the refrigeration industry generally supported. President Biden is directing the Secretary of State to request within 60 days that the Senate ratify the agreement. Environmentalists say doing so will send a message to the rest of the world that the U.S. is once again ready to play a leadership role in addressing climate change. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has lost his latest legal appeal to be released from jail. And the government of Vladimir Putin is clamping down on support for Navalny online. That spurred tens of thousands to stage protests across the country last weekend to demand Navalny's freedom. The 44-year-old is Putin's most outspoken critic. He was arrested earlier this month upon arrival from Germany, where he spent months recovering from nerve agent poisoning that he blames on President Putin's loyalists. U.S. stocks are sharply higher. The Dow's up 1.9%. The Nasdaq has risen more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 is up more than 2%. This is NPR News.